The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
I love good news, don't you? How about some good news? Can you handle some good news? You just want bad news. Well, if you want some good news, I've got a new, brand new hero. And that person is Barb. Barb just went to thewordcolumbus.com, thewordcolumbus.com, and gave a nice gift to the Salvation Army. And because of that, folks, we're now at $100 away from our goal. That's it. We're at $7,899.78. $100. All right? $100 away from our goal. Of course we can do that. All right, who'll step up? Can we have two for 50? One for 100? You could be a hero. You can listen. We are now at 158 families that are going to have their lives changed this Christmas because of Salvation Army. 158. Our goal is 160 families. We cannot allow those two families to go without help, without assistance. Would you sponsor, adopt one or two families? $50 will take care of one entire family. Think about the joy that you would receive in knowing that an entire family will have their Christmas changed and their life changed this Christmas because of your gift. One for 50, two for 50, we're $100, that's it, $100 away from our goal. We got to do that before the top of the hour. All right? TheWordColumbus.com. TheWordColumbus.com. $100. I know we can do that. God must be tugging at somebody's heart right now. And you could give, maybe even sacrificially, but you could give $100. Or two people, 50. All right, I need to move on. We got a lot of stories to talk about. TheWordColumbus.com. TheWordColumbus.com. Click on Salvation Army. If it doesn't pop up, hit the refresh button and it will. All right? $100. I know we can reach that before the top of the hour. Hey, a rule of thumb in live talk shows, you never report anything negative about the program. You know, if something negative happens, you just don't. But, hey, I want to tell the truth. And I told you quite a while ago that we would have Star Parker with us at the bottom of the hour. Well, that was the plan. But this is live radio. And we're having problems getting in touch with Star, so I hate to draw attention to something negative, but I want to tell you the truth. And I told you we would have Star Parker at the bottom of the hour. And right now we're having trouble getting in touch with her, and we're trying to remedy that. Our staff is working on it, but we're not getting through right now. But again, this is live radio. So we'll try to work on that and get Star Parker on the line. Hey, I had good news about Salvation Army. We're just $100 away from our goal. But look at this. I've been in Cambodia, and Cambodia is 98% Buddhist. And not only is it 98% Buddhist, they are radical Buddhists. I mean, they are radical. When I was there for Bible League several years ago, I had the privilege of becoming acquainted with the two Bible League directors there in Phnom Penh. Sweet, wonderful people, a young couple, Vibal and Sutneem. Vibal, the husband, Sutneem, the wife. Precious people, young couple with two little children, just sold out to Jesus, operating the Bible League office there in Phnom Penh, Cambodia. Shortly after we were there, Sutneem, the wife, was walking from the office of the Bible League, which we visited, down the sidewalk to her car in the street. Well, someone was waiting, and when she opened the door to her car and started to get into her car, a motorcycle drove by with a bucket of acid. This is common in Asian countries and communist, a bucket of acid, and the person on the motorcycle threw the bucket of acid on Sutneem. She was burned horribly, horribly scarred, horribly burned. She tried to get treatment there in Cambodia, couldn't get proper treatment. They had to life flight her over to Vietnam. She had multiple surgeries in Vietnam. Then they transferred her to the Philippines, and she got kind of, sort of, well, and they went right back to Cambodia, right back to Phnom Penh, where she had been attacked. And about 2 years later, she finally died, a very young woman. She died because of the injuries, the surgeries, the damage that was done to her body through this acid attack. I give you that background because this is the kind of Buddhism that is prevalent in Cambodia. It's very radical. With that in mind, listen to this headline. 23,000 Cambodians hear the gospel. More than 1,300 give their lives to Christ at a Franklin Graham festival. Isn't that great? Here's a story. More than 23,000 heard the gospel. 1,396 made the decision to give their lives to Christ during a two-day Franklin Graham festival over the weekend in Cambodia, a nation that is 98% Buddhist. Now, here's a couple of takeaways. First takeaway, the Spirit of God is more powerful than the spirit of this world. This is a country that's 98% Buddhist. And yet, in 2 days, 23,000 people came out knowing that simply by going to this big festival, they would be marked by their family and their friends. Not only that, nearly 1,400 of them made a decision to follow Christ. The power of the gospel, folks. That's the power of the gospel in a dark, dark country of Cambodia. Nearly 1,400 gave their lives to Christ. This is the power of the gospel. This is the power of the Word of God. So we will rejoice. Now, many of these people are going to be ostracized by their families. They're going to be thrown out of their families. The crusade was held just a couple of days ago. Now, this is Cambodia where Pol Pot was. I have had just a handful of life-changing experiences in my life. And one of them was visiting one of the killing fields in Cambodia. And it was something I will never, ever forget. When I was there, it was 30 years after the killing field had closed under Pol Pot. And thousands and thousands and thousands of people were murdered and put into mass graves. It had been 30 years, and yet every time it rains, and it was raining when we were there, items of clothing, teeth, bones come up out of the ground as we walked. It was an unbelievable experience. And yet in the midst of that darkness and pain and suffering, nearly 1,400 people gave their lives to Christ at the Franklin Graham Festival in Cambodia. Never, ever underestimate the power of the gospel. Don't ever. All right, we're going to take a break. During the break, I will pull up the Salvation Army website. We were just $100 away. I am hoping, I am praying that when we come back, we will rejoice that we have reached or exceeded our goal. We just needed $100. Certainly, 1, 2, 3 of you responded by going to thewordcolumbus.com. If not, do so right now. We'll be back.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, I have some absolutely wonderful news, and then I've got some very sad news as well. Let me give you the good news first. We have now not only reached our goal for Salvation Army, we have exceeded it. And that is because of some wonderful gifts today. Richard, Barb, Joseph, and Sherry. Thank you, thank you, thank you to Richard, Barb, Joseph, and Sherry. They have given to Salvation Army today. And because of their generous gifts, we are now at $8,157.72. We have exceeded our goal by $157. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Praise God. That means we have reached the goal of 160 families, but now we've gone over that by $150, so now it's 163 families. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I am just so thrilled, proud in a godly sense of this audience. Once again, you've opened your heart to people in need, as you have done so many times. Again, we celebrate 20 years this coming January. And I've lost track of how many hundreds of thousands of people have been impacted. This audience has given way over $2 million to help other people. Thank you. So that's the good news. But then bad news out of Jersey City, New Jersey. A police officer and, quote, multiple other people have been killed in, quote, a furious gun battle that filled the streets of Jersey City with the sound of heavy gunfire for about an hour. Now, very few details, but we believe this happened at a kosher supermarket. And there is the possibility, we don't know. In fact, here's an update. 6 dead, including one police officer, after the shootout in Jersey City. At least 6 dead, including one police officer. And this is not confirmed yet, but it looks very possible that this is an anti-Semitic, anti-Jewish attack. It was at a kosher market, and it looks like the victims were chosen because they were Jews. We're not sure. This is preliminary. We're not sure, but that's what it looks like. At least 6 people killed, including one police officer. Another police officer, a second officer, was shot in the shoulder. 2 other officers were hit by shrapnel. So 1 officer killed and 3 officers wounded, 6 dead at least in total in Jersey City, New Jersey. We'll try to keep our eyes on that and give you other details as they are available. I pray that this is not an anti-Jewish. Folks, the rise of anti-Semitism should bother all of us. And it is on the rise, not only in Europe, but it is on the rise here in the United States of America. If you were to ask most people, what religion is the focus of more religious hate crimes in America than any other? I think most, the overwhelming majority of Americans would say Muslims. Muslims are under attack more than, no, that's not true. By far, it's Jews. Jews are under attack much more than Muslims or any other religious group in America. So, again, we will keep our eyes on this and try to give you more details. But again, the good news, Salvation Army, we have now exceeded our goal. God bless you. Now, we don't have to stop. The more money comes in, the more people can be helped. TheWordColumbus.com, TheWordColumbus.com. Now, Donald Trump looks like he is going to be impeached. But here's good news from his administration. Christian schools around the country are under attack. Bethel Christian Academy in Maryland was kicked out of the state's voucher program because their doctrines did not meet with Maryland's qualifications of anti-discrimination and so forth. So because of their firmly held religious beliefs, they were kicked out of the state voucher program. The U.S. Department of Justice has submitted a statement of interest in support of this Christian school. So the U.S. Justice Department is going to come alongside the ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom, as well as some other organizations in defending this Christian school. Love Donald Trump, hate Donald Trump. This administration is more pro-life and is doing more to promote religious freedom and liberty than any administration in American history. The ADF released this. The Supreme Court and lower court precedent make clear that penalizing Bethel Christian School for its beliefs goes beyond regulating conduct to regulating expression in violation of the Free Speech Clause and coercing Bethel to renounce its religious character in violation of the Free Exercise Clause. And they will be suing the state of Maryland with the support of the Justice Department. Good for them. All right, if you're listening to AM 880, switch over to 104.5 FM or streaming audio on your computer or your phone. I hope you will, because we got some really important things to discuss in the next hour. All right, hang on. We'll be back.